This has been a decade of great accomplishment in the commercial arena. And with that, there are a lot of challenges. More and more countries are participating in space activity. It's creating very crowded skies, particularly in this region and also in the frequency bands. Our next speaker, Dick Butler, the chairman of Asia Space and a former secretary general of the International Telecommunications Union, is intimately familiar with these problems and challenges. He has a long history of negotiation and radio conferences and space commercial applications, delivery of space services in developing areas. He was involved in the initial negotiations that led to the creation of Intelsat and has been involved ever since. Dick Butler.
Thank you very much for that introduction. I have a written text up on the top table, and the paper focuses on the contribution of the ITU process of intergovernmental negotiation and discusses one or two satellite developments which is closely associated with Australian activity. Now, the space industry has always had a focus on the ITU radio regulatory conferences and technical support studies, but really, if you look at growth, it is in fact another conference called, in a very old-fashioned title, World Administrative Telegraph and Telephone Conference of 88 in Melbourne, which really set the scene for growth from 1989. This conference in 88 represented a major milestone in recognising there was no longer the dependence and the primordial activity of the major monopolies in regard to telecommunications service regulation in the future. The regulations changed the historical control referred to in those regulations by administrations and operating agencies. It introduced the role of government. It recognised in about 10 lines what is probably a $4 billion industry today, the service providers. Minimum regulation. Importantly, and looking to the future, it allowed other network systems and services between organisations, and I remember this was the Secretary General's text, was well queried at the time but recognised today, that persons would, with counterparts in other countries, in fact, provide forms of international services. It's well recognised now, it was laying down the foundation for individual persons providing internet services and the forthcoming service capabilities of the LEO and MEO satellite systems to which reference has been made. Now, the well-established recognition of flexibility in satellite communications was in fact extended to provide ranging opportunities now for choice, competition, niche market options, and as well complementarity to guided cable system, which so far have not been able to adequately serve many communities. And of course, technology has other factors. It's not just the use of space. It's the way in which software and the proven advent of digitalisation will drive even further changes in growth, convergence and multi-purpose use of circuits. Digital techniques have been extending applications in informatics and the like that you well know. All bring growing overlays between storage, recording, distribution, reproduction options between information and entertainment sectors. No longer will users be dependent upon the single-purpose analog circuit. Analog is replaced by bit streams capable of multi-purpose. We give new titles, multimedia, ancillary services. And I'd wish to show some examples of presently in hand with which we here in Australia have some association. I'd like to speak a little bit about WorldSpace, digital audio radio broadcasting, the forgotten technology of long-distance broadcasting, which for 70 years has depended largely on shortwave, inferior quality. And most countries in this area of the world, except two, I believe, still have to rely on shortwave for broadcast delivery with very little choice. We have the establishment here in Australia of Asia Space, which will drive and manage Asia Star satellite to be launched as part of the World Space Fleet. On the last week of October coming, we will find that this month AfroStar will be launched to provide service to Africa, Middle East, Southern Europe. Asia Star will be launched in the first half of next year and is being managed 10 minutes walk from here along the side of the river, and you're welcome to come along and see the recently installed Regional Operation Centre and our headquarters. Quality services, of course, will range from good talk radio, 16 kilobits, up to FM, stereo. But we're dealing with more than just a radio. We've got low scan image, paging, internet, data transmission and emergency. We're looking at future product lines, whether it's to the laptop, the car, and forms of multimedia. There's a wide range of options, whether it's news, music, sports, talk, education, literacy advisories. In Australia, as I said, the Asia Space is a subsidiary of World Space, and we're looking at a growing marketplace. Keep in mind there are 4.8 billion people out in those three satellite areas, each with three beams. These are the primary service coverage areas, looking at a huge untapped market. The fit out of Asia Space has just been completed, and it's quite clear that satellite DAB will introduce long distance quality broadcasting access that I've referred to. Of course, looking again at partnerships spread from around the world, launched by Alcatel Espace, TIW, Hughes, IDC, Globecom, Matra, a whole group of people and industries working together, covering not just World Space, but World Space in its other capacity as one of the two licensees for DAB inside the United States. And we ourselves here are beginning to look as to how we could fill other parts of the world. There's an idea of how we'll work the ROC here in Melbourne with a quality maintenance centre for technical up in Bangkok, a collection with arranging, that's a feeder link station, uplink, where our arranging partner is at Mauritius, where we will have close relationships. There's another form of up feeder link station. And I'd like to move on and talk a little bit about the low Earth orbit, fitting in with what Professor Miller said. I happen to be a member of the board of VITA, which has a pioneer's preference license from the United States for its service to humanity and other things. The new satellite, when it's operational, will have a series of gateways providing access with a 10-minute window four times a day. There's over 2 billion people out there who would love this service because they can't afford the things that you've talked about so far. There's 40,000 villages in Indonesia who have virtually no communication beyond that for government and a few business needs. Here we go to the question of broadband. 2003. In 1995, the idea of the Ka band and the launching by Teledesic as a concept got through. But by 1997, there were five other systems on the International Register for coordination, meeting these sorts of requirements. And there, of course, is going to the other extreme, representing the choice, the internet in the sky of the Teledesic system. In between, you've got the Iridiums and the Global Stars with their more narrow band. So I've given you some examples. And the various infrastructures and mediums are really providing bit pipes. But the real question is this choice, and choice involving competition, but also choice to smaller and smaller terminals, bringing what I believe will be the affordable opportunities for others, niche markets, further liberalisation, freeing up of trade and service, common user sharing, which has been one of the great promotion aspects of the ITU back in 79 when we promoted GLODOM, three satellites to bring two-way communications to rural areas and low-cost wireless tiles, a concept picked up by Noah Samara in WorldSpace. These evolutions of change are now serving both the last mile in the urban areas as well as the opportunity now for direct-to-person service, high-quality audio anywhere and any time. The same evolutions will occur for a variety of other categories of service and support. As I've said, I've concentrated on satellite communications, but we can think of space applications in every other discipline or sector described anywhere. Naturally, the decisions will bring new opportunities in meeting national service objectives. They'll be paramount for implementation by the national regulators with special consideration for valued service availability. A major key to economic, cultural and social progress as we approach the next millennium. Thank you.